much joy with you. It is always good when those vibrations are raised and that energy exudes from each one of you. If only you could see and feel what I do, you would indeed be most happy. It is not often this way. Therefore, I feel it is most apt this time to tell you.
We certainly take your words on that. Thank you.
Now, I would like to address the young gentleman who asked if I would speak to you about alternate realities.
Oh, yes.
Yes. I will try to clarify for you, if I can, some of your questions or doubts.
Thank you.
Rather than devote a full evening to this topic, and as you are the one who is most interested, let me just say to you what was your particular query about this subject.
Right, well, I think I've been thinking a lot about shaman and the parallels between their work and the medium spiritualist work and the sort of work we do here. And I can see that there are some similarities, but it seems like with shaman there's often a lot of more exploration of alternate realities when they're performing healings or sometimes when they're training their apprentices. They seem to send them to other planes of existence and where they sometimes encounter beings who aren't probably they're not physically human.
Yes, may I stop you?
Yeah.
I believe we spoke last time about this slightly.
Yes.
Now let me say this to you, my dear friend, that indeed there are other realities of which you are not acquainted. Alternate realities, and I will simplify this for you. All of your planet Earth is an alternate reality. It is a human reality.
Right.
But the true reality belongs in spirit. Therefore, remember when I discussed with you that everything that happens on this planet and and other planets always has a spiritual counterpart.
Yes.
Can you remember?
Yes.
Yes. And have I not discussed with you, my dear friends, how your thoughts become reality?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. What I would like you this time to understand is that you, as human beings, are living in shadow, and the alternate reality to this planet is one filled with love and light, but is exactly the same for your understanding. So in many areas of life, there is always an alternate reality.
Mm-hmm. And it seems like these alternate realities, they're just different states of
being.
Consciousness.
Yes.
Being.
Yes. That is the key phrase, I would say.
I remember reading about someone called Ruby Plenty Chief, who was able to raise an object in her hand, and when they asked her how she levitated this object, she said she suspended her agreement with gravity.
She made agreement with her higher self. You understand? It matters not what human words you use. I wish all of you to understand, and again I am repeating words. You are already spirit, clothed in human form. All of these capabilities are within your grasp. And still, my dear friends, you are surprised by these little things. You each have the power of your minds and thinkings. You have the help of your higher selves. And I use that phrase because that is a term used by you human folk. And always this is the difficulty. Throughout all of existence, not only this universe, but in all universes, everything has an alternate reality. Do you understand?
Yes, I think we get too bogged down in... that's why I don't like science very much, I think, because it tries to make these physical laws as if they're rigid when they're not.
No. How can you have rigidity when all of existence is ever expanding?
Yes.
You cannot.
So, one new word that has come into science recently is... as opposed to universe, the new word multiverse.
Multiverse. I am not aware of that at this moment in time.
Which would seem to cover the idea of numerous universes.
Yes. We could have told them so, could we not? But again, you see, as always, we are restricted by intellectual thinking.
Going back to this alternative.
Not alternative, alternate.
Alternate. If it, when somebody rises up, you know, my son, when he was ill, he rose up and he looked down on himself. And that's just his spirit coming out of his body looking down, isn't it? That isn't the same thing.
No. That is just the freedom of spirit from the human form.
Yes.
You all do it. You are just mainly unaware of it. But as you know, many people have control of their own spirit form and can easily and readily leave the body at any time.
We spoke, Graham spoke with someone who is practicing shamanic or trying to become a shaman, shamanic techniques, and one of them was to release negative emotional memories, and they tied themselves up and screamed and shouted and made a lot of noise. And it struck us that, it's more of a physical approach. It's not, you can do that with your mind and meditation, and even through writing perhaps, but you don't necessarily, with the mind, you can actually achieve that release through meditation just as easily, but perhaps they don't have the same belief, so they use a very physical approach, which is obviously going to help them if it feels right to them. Would you agree?
I congratulate you on your clear thinking. And yes, of course, there are many approaches to our world. And every individual comes to us in their own way.
Yes.
And as you know, my dear friends, there is so much diversity of words in your world that it matters not what is said or what is done, but what the outcome is.
Yes, that's what I thought.
And you are all going in one direction. But yes, I would of course say to you, use that power of thought in a quiet, conducted manner.
Yes.
And you can achieve the same status.
Yes, I think it's probably less tiring.
Yes. I think I would most probably agree with you.
With the thought produces the reality, one can look at it in reverse and say, behind the reality is the thought. Is that thought part of spiritual counterpart?
Of course, the thought is only formed after it has been formed in spirit. There is always the connection. You cannot separate them. That is why I say, you as human beings are living in an alternate reality. Because the real, if I may use that word, reality is not here, but in spirit.
This is a shadow.
This is the shadow, yes. But it is still a reality in your own thinking.
Yes, of course.
And you must always look at all things in that way. And of course, thought is the most powerful energy in existence. Each thought has already existed. Does that help you?
Yes, it helps, yeah. It's useful to think of this reality as an alternate one.
Remember when we discussed about all things medical and how new cures came and how things are discovered, and I told you that all of these thought forms have already been formed in our world. So the thought is given before it is received by the human mind, the human brain. The thought needs the human brain to work. Do you understand?
The thought needs the human brain to work.
Whilst you are in human form.
As a processor.
As a processor.
Yes. No, of course, thought does not need the brain. Thought will exist without a brain. But for it to follow through, that structured thought must be used in a human form.
For
it must be utilized in that way. You understand?
Yes, the brain is the transmitter.
Yes. You are much more forward with your words than I. Even now, I stumble with your human words.
So the brain is...
We still consider it most remarkable that you speak to us in words that we can understand.
Yes, and of course, I too am using a transmitter.
Yes.
If you would like to view it that way. Yes.
Well, these transmitters are extremely useful, and I guess it is the way of connecting spirit world to this reality.
It has been that way for some considerable time. But now we are using the methods that I told you of when first I came, through your radios and your televisions and your speakers, and all of these things are now coming to fruition and being recognized by your scientific community.
Yes. Perhaps it would be true to say that, like the human brain, these things have become sufficiently sensitive for your use.
I would like to think that everyone's brain was that sensitive. But I cannot agree wholeheartedly with that one.
Oh.
But yes, of course, I am being amusing.
Is that why healing works? Because it's not us healing, but our brains perhaps are being used as processors?
No. Let me explain that healing always comes from the source of all life, but it needs instruments to be used for the purpose. Healing comes from spirit, touches the spirit of the healer, who then passes on to whoever is in need. It is spirit touching spirit. It has nothing to do with the human brain or form. Remember, I have told you that all conditions illnesses, sicknesses are created by yourselves.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it is spirit that has to change those conditions in the human form. Otherwise, there is no healing. Mm-hmm. If the spirit is not touched, there is no healing.
Mm-hmm. Because illness is simply a message that our thinking is...
It is on an energy level. Mm-hmm. Try always to think of illnesses as what I termed to you before as disease. Mm-hmm. Disease of the spirit. Mm-hmm. That the human form has created. I know that will always be difficult for you to understand, but that is the truth.
There's one little area that I find puzzling there is illness and disease.
That's
rather different from the common cold, which is just transient. And I suspect that one is not subject to spirit.
No, no, my dear friend, you cannot separate anything. If those who catch cold or whatever, they are vulnerable to those outside influences. Why do some and not others? If it is environmental, as the lady says, everyone should be prone to these colds or flus or viruses, whatever you call them.
They relate to our stress levels.
Yes.
So in an ideal situation, we shouldn't ever catch a common cold?
No, if, right. If you are strong in spirit. But as you know, you humans are not perfect. And we know, and we understand. But I am speaking more of deep-rooted disease.
What happens if, for example, I was speaking to my sister today, and we have the same same condition that's an inherited condition.
Yes.
Well, surely that is that on the same level, but grief.
It is because you both chose the same parents with the same human conditions.
Well, that makes sense.
You choose parents with genes, with disabilities, with many, many issues. So that is why sometimes it affects more than one family member. Try not, my dear friends, to separate these issues. It is basically that you are responsible for all things that come to you. Whether that is hard to accept, I cannot change that for you. But if you are strong in spirit, you will find that it is much easier to throw off these negative energies. Do you understand?
Yes. And can they throw them off completely?
Of course.
Yes, that's what I thought. I imagine the challenge is obviously for them both to do this.
Yes.
Find a way.
Yes.
Yeah. But people that abuse their body, like with drinking or smoking, that again is their own fault.
They have their free will.
Yeah.
Yes, of course.
I was just thinking, a friend of mine who died from breast cancer, she was actually
Well, I thought she was quite spiritual, and she, although it was quite a little bit different past to me, but she actually died of the disease. That was because she wasn't quite strong enough in spirit, was that?
Originally, yes. One's disease takes over the human body. It then becomes difficult, especially if that person is not strong spiritually, to resist the disease.
So once they've got it, then it's quite, you've got to be very strong then to be able to do it.
Yes, you need to. You need to go within. You need to cleanse from within. And again, because you are human, you have human frailties and are not always able to do what you inwardly know is right.
So with meditation and thought, one should be able to heal oneself a lot better.
I think you can become more self-aware with meditation and recognize when your thinking is not clear, and hopefully stop the vulnerability from starting.
In meditation, you are in contact with that higher self and all of those angels and helpers who are there to help and guide you. Therefore, meditation is your first tool.
If you have a disease that is caused by what you've done in a previous life, before you come back, will you know, you will know that you're going to get this disease?
Not necessarily, but you may be attracted to the same conditions. You will be attracted. It is not the people that you choose so much as the conditions of life.
All right, yes.
So if you have not cleared it in one life, then you will choose it again.
Yes.
Could I just ask, would you say a meditation is superior to a prayer? I pray every night, but I just wonder whether I shouldn't meditate every night.
It is a form of meditation, but in the meditation that I speak of, you leave behind that human thinking. You go within to that part of you that is all existing. Therefore, my answer to you, my dear friend, is that meditation on a deeper level is preferable to uttered prayers.
Thank you very much.
For your own health.
For your own health?
Help,
yeah.
Prayer for those in need, of course, will always be recognized. But if we are speaking of disease and illness, you really should go deep within.
Oh, thank you very, very much.
Returning to separate realities.
Yes.
Would you advise seeing the ether realities with the elementals as separate realities?
I do not see any reality as separate. We are all as one.
Ah, yes.
Just, shall I say, different, but never separated.
Yes.
You understand?
All part of the one.
Yes. It is a difficult subject to discuss. That is why I asked our dear gentleman friend, what his own thoughts were, rather than try to explain a topic which, in your own words, would feel most uncomfortable and not easily acceptable.
Yes, and the scientists of this world would be very tempted to put the ether beings into separate boxes,
yes,
and separate realities.
Of course.
That's the intellectual way.
But they are learning slowly. We must give credit to them just in as much as they are now beginning to listen to us, and much influence is being imparted to them. So, they are making tiny steps towards progress.
Yes. So, would it be reasonably proper for us to view two universes intermingled, the spirit and this reality?
Yes.
Or would you recommend we think in a more complicated way than that?
I wish always for you to think simply.
Yes.
In order for you to understand.
Yes.
Spirit is intermingled with all of you here now because you are spirit. Spirit is not a separate place, to use your word. Everything is intermingled.
So is it better then to think of just
one reality,
but simply as our consciousness grows, we'll
yes,
see
your understanding will grow with it. Yes.
And to think of it as two universes is a very scientific way of thinking.
Yes.
Which one doesn't really approve of, perhaps.
If you are part of that creative force, how can you then be separate? Every droplet in a sea forms a whole. Every tiny drop of water belongs to the whole. Do you understand? You do not look to the water in the sea as separate droplets. You see it as one whole, do you not?
Yes.
And that is how I would like you to try to view this energy called love or creation. Or universes. Think of it in
yes.
One loving thought.
You've presented an analogy which cannot be denied.
I thank you for your words, my friend. I hope my words of disdain have helped a little in your understanding.
Yes, very
much.
Yeah, could I say one thing to you, Sandy? I had a note from my son, and he said he hasn't been reading the transcripts very much because he's been very busy, but he did read the last transcript, and he suddenly felt very uplifted just reading your words, and like that lovely feeling he said just before you go to sleep.
Yes.
And so he said he's sure you would know that he was grateful to you, but he would like me to just say to you, thank you very much.
Yes, I thank you kindly. I need no thanks, but it gladdens me when I hear that somehow my words have helped in some small degree.
May I just say there's just another one, then? I always remember is when you end up your discussions and say, I bathe you in love. That just feels very, very nice.
Yes.
Lovely term.
Yes. Thank you. I, of course, always surround you and bathe you with love. It gives you the feeling of the love and warmth which surrounds each one of you at all times.
I was going to say it seems to last quite a long time.
Yes. The more aware you become, then the more lasting that feeling becomes. And with those words, my dear friends, I will take my leave. And as always, I thank you once more for listening and hopefully digesting those words which always are intended to help you in your own way of understanding. Because, as always, each one of you is on your own spiritual pathway. And with that, I will leave you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for your patience with us.
Thank you for all your love.
Yeah.